Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at RonSiegelRadio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We have a very focused show. We chat about items that affect the roof over your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. Let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you, and you can reach out to me directly. Again, 800-306-990, 800-306-1990. Just remember, that's the number you can call anytime for assistance. When you call the number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. And if you don't have any needs today, save this number on your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, we are celebrating today National Peking Duck Day. Now, you gotta love Peking duck. Wasn't so excited about it when I was in China and they deliver that. You know, you got the head sitting there staring at you. Not exactly an exciting presentation, but their culture is a little bit different than ours. Got to respect all the different cultures. But National Peking, I like the Peking duck. Following the markets this morning, Dow Jones Industrial Average down 41 points as of right now. Oil down 44 cents per barrel. We're looking at 233.8 is the national average for it doesn't look like that was updated yet. 233.5, the national average for a gallon of gasoline, according to AAA here in the state of confusion. We're paying $2.809 for a gallon of gasoline. And we look at the U.S. 10-year Treasury, as we do every morning. That's up a bit today, 2.373. I'm going to suggest again that it'll probably go down after the inauguration. Personal opinion, I think that's where we're heading. Generally, it is buy the rumor, sell the news. Well, the news is that the president-elect will be governing, not just in the instance of dealing with the idea of throwing out ideas. I mean, once you throw out all the ideas, then you have to go and you have to start really doing something. And that's where the big changes come in. Hopefully, he will do some things a little bit different than his predecessor has done. There's a lot of talk about the changes, but unbelievable watching what the current administration is doing. Did you see what they did just recently? And I'm a big believer, get the government out of the way. Get the government out of doing a lot of these things they've been doing that have been slowing our economy. I like the idea when Jeb Bush said, just get rid of the EPA. That might be a wise decision. I don't know that we'll get that much legislation done. But maybe they need to start looking at the laws on a president's ability to commute sentences or to issue pardons. Because the last two Democrat presidents have used, I believe, my personal opinion is they have used the power inappropriately. It's not what the intended usage was. Did you see the president yesterday pardoning Bradley Manning, also known as Chelsea Manning, traitor, the creator of murder in the U.S., of some of our intelligence people? They found the documents, the almost a 750,000 documents that he leaked out to WikiLeaks. They found those in Osama bin Laden's possession when he was killed. Think about that. And the president of the United States, after this thug was convicted of treason, whatever he was convicted of, but the president of the United States commutes the sentence from 35 years, he should have got the death penalty, but from 35 years to 7 years. Now, I love listening, Nick. Senator Tom Cotton, he's from Arkansas, came with the best line I've heard. Basically, and you've heard all kinds of commentary about from the president about WikiLeaks and what they've done, right? I mean, it hasn't been a big secret. The president has not been a fan. But apparently from his actions, don't go by what he says. Go by what he does. From his actions, and this is a quote from Senator Cotton, who has also served in Afghanistan, served in Iraq, Army Ranger. His comment was, apparently, talking about WikiLeaks, it's bad when it embarrasses Democrats, but it's good when it undermines national security. unbelievable watching what, and the president just commuted the sentence of this thing, whatever you want to call it. Unbelievable. But at least, you know, President Obama will be consistent. He's going to go down as having pardoned or commuted more people than any other president, letting more terrorists back to fight the U.S. than any other president. His hometown, more murders than any other president. Got a great legacy there going, Mr. President. Unbelievable. But that's the legacy that he is earning. Just saying. Partisan world. 60 United States representatives now have said they're not going to attend the inauguration. 60. And they wonder why the president goes direct to the people instead of talking to Congress and the liberals. Obviously, John Lewis now being proven that, yeah, he might have had a great record in civil rights, but since then might be a little bit of a liar. Yeah, saying that he just could not go to this inauguration, that he's gone to everyone since. But it turns out that's not true. He boycotted President Bush's inauguration as well. Something to be very, very proud of, something to show leadership in our country, right? Yeah, just a thought right there, bringing it out, bringing the news to you that no one else wants to talk about.
You're absolutely useless.
Absolutely. Jeb Bush back in the news, praising Betsy DeVos as the education secretary. Love the idea of having this person. Now, I haven't followed Ms. DeVos's record, but a Michigan philanthropist, and again, go back to the partisan politics. They wanted to ask, she was asked by the Senate confirmation hearing about her finances, about her donations, not a whole lot about education. And then they want another round to go back at her again to ask her more questions about things that didn't make a whole lot of sense the first time. Glad that they don't have that opportunity. But Ms. DeVos, she's looking at school vouchers. Now, it seems to me that the voucher system is really in place for those that need it the most. Unfortunately, the unions don't care about the education of students, the public teachers union. The teachers do, but the unions, they really don't care. They just want to keep their jobs. And the idea of having somebody using a voucher system where they've got to go and start working from a merit base so that parents who can't afford to send their kids to private school, the rich and the wealthy, they can send their kids to whatever school they want. They can move to whatever districts they want to. Those that don't have as much, they depend on public schools. And if they get a voucher that can make them on an equal footing to those that have more, yeah, apparently the Democrats don't like that idea either because, you know, education, I'm just going to throw it out there. Educate people. They may not vote Democrat anymore. Just a thought. Unbelievable. 6 state attorney generals urging the rejection of Senator Sessions for attorney general. Think about that one. So nothing has been ever proven. He's denied ever saying the accusations that were made of him 30 years ago. And 6 attorneys general are urging the rejection. Now, do I need to tell you where these attorneys general are? Yeah, Oregon, Maryland, Massachusetts, Hawaii, District of Columbia. He's going to get – why do these people make themselves look so foolish when we know for a fact that that he's going to get confirmed? There's not enough – thanks to Harry Reid. Thanks to Harry Reid, these people will all be confirmed. Just a thought right there. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, it's wine time with Robert Mott. What would a millennial baby boom mean for housing? What determines the total cost of your mortgage, senior living or assisted living? Which is right for you? We'll talk about the senior symposium coming up as well. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. We'll be right back.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10+% return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trust professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars from nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within a market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Senior living or assisted living, which is right for you? That is the subject of today's Word on Wealth segment brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Go check out the website, AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. Great information. Senior living or assisted living, various types of communities. There are so many types and so many price ranges in the world of senior communities. It's not just the place where you go to die anymore. That's an old, old misconception. Some of these communities do a lot of great things. They keep the seniors active, going out and on trips and doing all the good stuff. We're going to chat about this at our free High Trust Senior Symposium this Saturday, Embassy Suites. Go ahead and just get registered. It's free. Continental breakfast is free. The virtual gift bag is free. A lot of great information. 3 hours packed. I don't know how we're going to get it all in. But go register right now. You have to have a ticket to get in. The tickets are free. You just have to make sure you have enough seats and food. Text. Use the abbreviation. I can't spell, so that's why I just did HTSS to 79564. Or you can go to MBE Links. MaryBoydwardLinks.com/HTSS. Get registered. We're going to talk a lot about senior living or assisted living. What is the difference? What are the benefits for you? Again, that's the Word on Wealth segment. Again, brought to you by AskAboutReverseMortgages.com. RonSiegel.com. Red, red wine means it is time for our Wednesday morning chat with Robert Mott. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. We're going to talk about something. I don't know, you and I have been chatting on radio 3 years, something like that, and we've never had an opportunity to have a chat about rain. It's always been the other
That's
way around. I mean, we've talked so many, right? We've talked so many times about what does drought mean for the vineyards and our wine production. And now we're getting all kinds of rain this year. What's that going to mean?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ron, and you're right. Yeah, it seems like I can't remember the last time we've had to talk about rain, to tell you the truth. I think that we talked about it a little bit last year because we were suspecting there was going to be an El Nino, because that's what our friends of the weather prognosticators were talking about. I think they were maybe a year early in their predictions here.
Yeah, obviously, exactly.
here in Northern California, we've gotten a tremendous amount of rain. And thankfully as well, we've gotten a lot of snow in the Sierra, which should go a long way to alleviating some of our at least acute drought issues that we've been dealing with. But rain this year typically has very little impact on the vineyards, other than property issues, like property damage for buildings, flooding, things of that nature, or if the vineyards happen to be in the path of some running water sufficient to cause a washout of the vines. This time of year, grapevines are dormant, much like if you were in another part of the country, much like your rose bushes would be. I mean, I think a very similar analog, but like in the middle of the country, your roses bloom all summer and they're very vibrant, but in the winter they lose their leaves and turn into sticks to sit there, but they come back the next year. So, but this year, like this time of year, like I said, they're dormant. They have a great deal of resiliency to the whims of weather and Mother Nature. However, of course, there are a few concerns. If this kind of El Nino-like effect, I don't know if it's El Nino or not, because I'm not, like I said, I'm not a weather guy. I just I look at the window and see if it's raining or not. That's the extent of my weather prognostication. if we had this El Nino effect that they're predicting last year, we might see a cooler, wetter spring than we've seen in recent years. And that could have an impact on grape production and quality because it could delay bud break. If there are early rains after bud break, it can cause what they call shatter, which is when you don't have those perfect bunches of grapes, but because certain of the blooms have been knocked off, you have these little things that little voids in the bunch of grapes. Cause a thing called jacks, which remember the old game where you throw the jacks out there and you pick them up or whatever. I remember how to play that. I used to see the young ladies playing that when I was growing up.
Absolutely.
They had those little things that look like little stars, essentially. Well, that's essentially what when they refer to jacks. That's the same thing where the berries don't develop because of the early weather and the fruit set or whatever the bud that they look for in the growers look for. But it's all speculation at this point. I don't have any I don't have a great crystal ball here, and if I did it, I don't have the right polish for it to make it shine. You have to actually see what's going to happen. But we'll keep an eye on the weather. We'll keep an eye on the weather, and it's going to be interesting. It was about time for the drought to break. We've talked about how these drought years have produced fabulous vintages, but that can only go on so long because at some point, the water table gets so depleted that it's not enough moisture for the grapevines to continue to live and prosper. So it's good every 7 or 8 years that we get a real drought buster and get us back on track in terms of water supply and everything. And we'll just keep our eye on it, and hopefully it doesn't impact the early spring, see a cool, wet spring or anything like that, or an early winter for next year, not thinking ahead too far. But we're looking for that long growing season with no rain, no wind, kind of that perfect time, and we'll keep our fingers crossed. But no reason to panic yet because the grapevines, they're asleep. They don't care.
Interesting, because you've shared with us many times about the stressing of the vines making a better grape and sweeter product. So this year, getting it at this time of year is just irrelevant. It just builds the water table, and they'll still be able to go on their way.
Yeah, exactly. It's kind of a gravy kind of thing. You know, we get our cake and we get to eat it too. So assuming that, of course, the weather breaks and we have a nice spring and summer.
Should make for a beautiful spring out there in Napa and Passos with get a little greenery instead of so much brownage out there. But that'll be a different subject.
Yeah,
so let's talk
a
little
bit. See a lot of mustard blooming as well, Ron. That's the other byproduct of all this winter rain is in February and March in Napa and Sonoma. We'll see all those little yellow flowers pop out. All the mustard pops out. That's really, really quite the thing to see. In fact, there used to be a festival in Napa. They'd take lots of pictures and photographs, have contests about beautiful photo you could take of the mustard blooming in the vineyards. But highly recommend visiting during that time period. It's really, really pretty. Anyway, sorry to interrupt.
I love it. Yeah, late January, early February to me is a great time in Napa just because there's not as many people. The days are nice and cool. The evenings are brisk. I just love it, but I digress. Starbucks, I mean, no more. What's the deal here? I thought I was going to be able to go get a glass of wine at night, and now they're telling me I got to have a lot of calories or something.
Yeah. You know, I think we talked about this, I think, a couple of years ago when Starbucks decided to start selling wine and many of their stores, not all, but there are many of their stores that had a little bit more of a late-night presence. They decided to perhaps wine and coffee were a good combination. And on the surface, you know, I think they are. You know, I've seen at least a couple of examples where there's been a coffee-centric store combined with nice wines with a glass, and it really, you know, is a nice way to complement a nice business that allows it to be both a morning and an evening business. Last week, or they announced, or 2 weeks ago, they announced that there are about 400 U.S. stores. They're going to end their evenings programs. I say evenings in quotes. Personally, this is my take on it. I think they figured out how hard it really is to provide locally sensitive and market-driven retail wine programs. And, you know, Ron, I have some experience in that area.
Sure.
And, you know, so much of being able to be successful in selling wines and wines by the glass to your clientele, to your customers, is knowing what they like. And if you're making those decisions maybe in a centralized fashion and you're trying to use your buying power, the very large Starbucks buying power to make, you know, both economic and market decisions, a lot of times the local markets get lost in there. And it's like the difference between if you were here in Northern California, you definitely want to, you know, Napa and Sonoma wines represented. However, if you're up in Oregon, perhaps you might want to see, you know, some Oregon Pinots represented, if you're down in Southern California in the Los Angeles area, perhaps maybe more Central Coast wines might be appropriate. And I think that kind of decision-making, if it's done on a centralized basis, it's very hard to have that locally sensitive, market-driven retail wine program. So anyway, what Starbucks Evenings program, they had 439 company-owned stores in the U.S. It'll end January 10th, or end of January 10th. Obviously, I'm a little late in reporting this. It said it might continue some of these in a few of the stores they have there overseas. I guess they first market tested this in 2010 near Seattle, and it was kind of a way for them to expand their sales beyond the kind of traditional morning rush we talked about. So anyway, I think it's, like I said, the last time we talked about this thing, it may have been 2014, as you refer to how long we've been talking about wine-related issues. And at that point, they plan to expand their alcohol distribution to thousands of stores. It's one of those things. It's certainly a little harder business to execute on the inside than it is the outside. I guess it doesn't have the same ubiquity in product that that coffee does. And so it's an interesting market observation. Now, you know, I always like to talk business, and this is one that I thought was an interesting kind of case study in perhaps not completely understanding what your market is.
Well, we'll have to leave that to the experts and the localized. I love it when – you know, you see some of these big companies, and they try these ideas, and sometimes it opens a door for the local business owner to be able to really come out and shine in an area like this, like our friends over at the Wine Emporium and the La Quinta Coffee House, where they're doing it. And I hope that they can do it successfully, because it's a great use of a property that really is pretty dormant in the evening versus, you know, kind of puts them together and gives the community a great place to hang out both in the morning time and the evening time. What do you think?
Exactly. You know, I think that's exactly the right idea. And I think that, when you start looking at some of the more locally driven businesses like the one you referred to, like the Wine Emporium in La Quinta, you see an opportunity, like I say, to increase the utilization of a property that you're paying rent 24/7, 365, right? You know, for that space, at leasing that space. But you may only be producing revenue, producing value out of that coffee shop, you know, maybe 6-8 hours a day, starting very early in the morning. So if you can add that evening dimension and start and produce value out of it, the other 8 to 10 hours of the day that you can have it open, certainly that just makes good business sense.
And it brings back community. I love the idea of some of these small businesses that do that, and they bring in, you know, some music or some sort of entertainment locally again. And it gives the people just a place to go and have a good, safe environment, a good, safe time. But we'll wish them all the best. And I'm sure Starbucks knows what they're doing, and I'm sure they're not going to be affected one way or the other by anything that any of us do. Great information.
I don't think they should worry about
it. Yeah, exactly. Great information, as always, from Robert Mott. Thanks for joining us. Every Wednesday morning, you are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your estate events and the financial markets. We come back. What determines the total cost of your mortgage? And what would a millennial baby boom mean for housing? We'll talk about all that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details, 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender, licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Do you own real estate or have assets over $150,000? Do you know one of your heirs will be the probate courts and the IRS? If you don't have a living trust, you will go through probate. Call Heritage Financial Services toll-free at 1-855-434-7400 for a free review. Check us out on Facebook, Heritage Financial Service in Lake Forest, California. That's 1-855-434-7400. Again, 1-855-434-7400.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Get on a home search. Find that dream home of yours before somebody else gets that dream home of yours. Again, text NEST to 79564. Get you on a home search. It's all free, no advertising. You just get to put in a few parameters of what you're looking for and find that dream home. What would a millennial baby boom mean for housing? Recently released data from the National Center for Health Statistics revealed that 1.3 million millennial women gave birth for the first time in 2015. There are now over 16 million women in this generation who have become mothers. All told, millennial women, those born between 1981 and 1997, accounted for about 8 in 10, or 82%, of U.S. births in 2015. The data also shows that this generation has waited until later in life to become parents, as only 42% of millennial women were moms in 2014, compared to 49th Generation X at the same age. Pew Research Center article discussing the data points to social influences that may have contributed to the delay. The rising age at first birth is hardly limited to millennial generation. It's been a trend since at least 1970. Many factors may contribute, including a shift away from marriage, increasing educational attainment, and the movement of women into the labor force. Do millennials want to be parents is the question. Well, their research shows while millennials may be delaying parenthood, it's not for a lack of interest in eventually becoming moms and dads. Members of this generation rated being a good parent as a top priority in a 2010 Pew Research Center survey. 52% was one of the most important goals in their lives, while ahead, well ahead of having a successful marriage, which 30% was one of their most important goals. So what does this mean for the housing market? Well, got to go to Jonathan Smoke, chief economist for Realtor.com, and he explained, at any given time in our history, demographics would explain 60 to 80% of what's happening in the market, and we are in a period of time where millennials make up a largest demographic group. More and more millennial families formed. Again, we've talked about that, how they've been waiting longer to form their families, to form their households. This generation will shift their focus to providing the best home for their children to grow up in, school districts, and often to the stability that owning a home of their own provides. Two-thirds of the millennials have not yet reached the average first-time home buying age of 32, as reported by NAR, National Association of Realtors. And the home ownership rate amongst millennials has nowhere to go but up. Very, very interesting, the article, when they're talking about the best school districts and places for their kids to grow up, parks, etc. When you go to that app that I just gave you the access to, free from Ron Siegel Radio, and you text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564, you're going to get all that information. It has the walkability index. It has the school rankings right there for you. Restaurants, accessibility, public transportation accessibility. It's all right there. So it's some really good information there, just sharing that with you. And it's all free when you text NEST to 79564. Text NEST to 79564. Get that information for free. And don't forget, we do have the Senior Symposium, but next month We're going to also have the new home buyer symposium. We're going to add that to our high trust series of high trust symposiums. So this Saturday, again, there's still a few seats remaining in this Saturday High Trust Senior Symposium. We're going to be announcing next month's Senior Symposium as well. But those of you that are millennials, if you want a game plan for buying a new home, we've got the dates. We're going to be publicizing that. Probably next week we'll release the dates and all the information on the new Home Buyer Symposium. Now, that's going to be a great event because we're going to talk about those people that are ready to buy a new home now and how to do it. We're also going to be talking about the game plan for the new home. So think about that concept. Maybe you don't realize that your credit scores are – maybe your credit scores are a little low. Maybe you've had a distressed item in your credit history. Maybe we need to look at doing some corrections of your credit report. Maybe you don't know that you don't need a down payment for a VA loan or a USDA loan. Those are all different issues that are right out there that you can understand, and we're going to be sharing at the new Home Buyer Symposium. Just like we're doing with our senior symposiums, the High Trust Senior Symposium, the High Trust Home Buyer Symposiums are going to bring together a lot of industry experts. We will have a credit repair expert on site. We're going to have insurance people, real estate people, lenders, all the folks that you need to have in your team to help you that game plan or make decision. We'll have home inspectors on site. Again, great symposiums, great information. This weekend is the High Trust Senior Symposium, and we'll announce the other two. Probably next week we'll get those announced for you. If you need reservations, if you haven't booked your ticket for the High Trust Senior Symposium, again, all you have to do is text HTSS to 79564. The symposium is free. Continental breakfast is free. The virtual gift bag is a gift. How do you go wrong? It's just getting a lot of vacation for you, and we're going to bringing together a lot of great individuals to help get you the information that you need. So let's chat about, I've shared with you that interest rates are going up, and they've started going up about the time of the election results back in November. And they went up until about a week ago. They finally turned around a little bit. They had been going up every single week, it looks like, since, November, certainly in December. But last week when we announced the Freddie Mac Mortgage Market Survey, interest rates had actually turned down a little bit. They've continued going down a little bit this week as well. So, again, it's a great opportunity. I don't know how many more opportunities I'm going to be able to give you to get your interest rate in order to deal with that debt consolidation. And I was listening to a nationally syndicated radio host last night. I was on the road, and his show just happened to come on. So I'm going to listen to it for a minute. And I did not believe some of the guidance that this well-known gentleman giving, talking to people that if they've got student loans, maybe you should rent a house and pay somebody else's mortgage instead of buying a house and paying your own mortgage. I just could not believe it. Totally ridiculous. The young people had the money for a down payment, and he's saying, just pay off your student loans and go rent. You can't afford to buy a house. And I'm like, holy cow. If you've got the money for a down payment, and it does not take a lot of money for a down payment, think about this. 3.5% down payment right now with an FHA loan. And with some changes that are coming up down the road for FHA, that's going to be an unbelievable program because the interest rates on FHA loans are lower than conventional loans. They just are. The down payment on the FHA loan is lower than a conventional loan. And now the mortgage insurance is going to be dropping. Think about that concept. And this individual is saying, go rent a house. I just wanted to scream through the radio at him. Absolutely useless. Why would you tell that to somebody? Unbelievable. We're going to talk more about that when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. Remember, you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter @Ron Siegel. And if you missed any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-7.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990, the Your Credit Matters segment day being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Again, it's I think like $87 a month, something along those lines, and you can get that from Credit Sanitizer. Good stuff right there. What determines the total cost of your mortgages? Cost of secure financing are a big factor when it comes to getting a mortgage. And know why your loan costs a certain amount is critical to being able to understand how lenders price loans in the marketplace. There are what's called loan-level price adjusters, And they basically take the loan from a what we would call a par or a baseline rate and either increase it, the interest rate, or decrease the interest rate based on how your particular situation stacks up. So whenever somebody says, here's the interest rate, just take that as a grain of salt. It's not a legitimate number. When you hear a radio show that says the interest rate is X, well, you got to listen to the fine print, because they're generally going to tell you it's based on a $417,000 loan, 60% loan to value, and they're going to go through an excellent credit. Well, what does all that mean, and who has all of that stuff? Most people that have 40% equity in their property are looking to buy a bigger home, a newer home. So a lot of times those numbers you can call in, and it's just a gimmick to get you to make the phone ring, make their phone ring. So understand what these loan level price adjusters are. There are price adjustments for the loan to value starting at 60% is basically the baseline. So every 5 points above that, there's going to be an increase a little bit to the cost of the loan. Credit scores are going to have an effect on the interest rate as well, going all the way. Again, I know loans that are down low as 500, higher interest rate. Loans, if you've got a credit score at 760 or above, is going to get you the best interest rates. The occupancy is going to have differences. So owner-occupied primary residence is going to be the best. Second home will be investment properties. That's going to be a little lower on the scale. Property type, condos, multifamily, single family. There's all different areas in there as well. So those are some of the items that are going to be looked at. Those are called loan level price adjustments. Every property or every loan, other than the private money deals, are going to have some sort of loan level price adjustments associated with them. So before the break, I was chatting with you. I get an opportunity whenever I hear other individuals on radio or TV talking about mortgages, lending, and the like. I always want to come and chat with you about that and give you an idea. Let's get some information out there to just understand what that really means, what it's all about. So the one individual that I was listening to last night came up with this very unique idea that you're better off renting than buying a house. You know, he thinks that you can save enough money. Now, in all honesty, his show is based in Knoxville, Tennessee, and he covers a lot of the central part of the country. Now, that central part of the country has some different issues than what we have on the coasts. When they're talking about buying a house for $180,000 and that's a normal pricing, well, that's not quite what we can do here on the West Coast. I mean, you're going to find some properties in that price range, not a huge amount of them. I'm going to suggest to you that when you're looking at properties and you're looking on the West Coast, it can almost be either a second income when you're looking at retirement. So they talk about, and this individual talks about putting money into your 401k, putting money into your IRA, paying off your house. Now, paying off your house, to me, is probably one of the most foolish things that you can do. And I'll explain to you why. I don't mind having enough money to pay off your house. Because one of the things that he did come up with that made sense to me was going and not paying off your house, but he was saying when they were talking about student loans, one of his callers asked the question and they said, well, I've got a plan right now because of where I work, that my student loan, part of it's forgiven in 5 years if I continue on this job, and part of it's forgiven in 10 years, and I've got a reduced payment. And he said, make the full payment into a side account, pay whatever you need to, but that way it's paid off in advance if you decide to leave the job. Makes a lot of sense to me. But he doesn't use the same logic on your home. So the same logic would say, take and make the accelerated payment into a side account that's going to continue to grow. Al Manfrey talks about this all the time when he comes on the broadcast with us, that's going to grow, and he's got investment vehicles that'll grow it. Historically, they've done 7%. Who knows what they'll do in the future? But if you go back and look about 30 years, they grow at about 7% a year in a very, very safe environment. So if you can grow 7 years in a safe environment, wouldn't you do that? Doesn't that make sense to you? I think it doesn't make sense not to. Think about that. So if that's the scenario, well, heck, make a larger payment or knock out your – another thing that they were talking about. Make any sense to me. People have a huge amount of equity in their property, and they're paying 15% interest on $25,000 in credit card debt. And the caller wanted to know, should I take out a home equity line of credit, close my credit cards, pay them off, and save 10% interest per year? And the radio host said, no, you got a bigger problem than that. Well, sure, you might have a bigger problem than that. There might be a lot more debt than that, and I don't disagree with that part of it. But if you can get a home equity line of credit and clear up some of your debt, or if you go into a refinancing your loan, clear up some of your debt at lower interest rates and not pay the banks a boatload of money that you don't need to pay them, you're far better off. Think about that. If you can go from 15% credit cards, and I don't know, most of the credit cards are more than that, but just say 15%, down to 5% on a home equity line of credit, it's 5.5% on a home equity line of credit, you're going to be far better off. You're saving $2,500 per year on that debt. Take that $2,500 instead of giving it to the bottom line of a bank. They made big money. They came out with their reports just the other day. They make a lot of money. Take that same money toward paying down the balances. Now, I'm not a big believer in closing the credit cards because that hurts your credit scores. Keep your credit cards open. Buy a cup of coffee, go pay it off. Buy a tank of gas, go pay it off. Don't rack up the credit debt. So many people do that. Dumb, dumb, dumb. Don't do that part of it. But I'm going to say it's good advice to pay them off, consolidate your debt, look at what your blended household rate is, and go from there. We've talked about that before on the broadcasts, where you can actually, if you take and lower your household blended rate, lower that rate, and go and just make some small differences. Make some small differences, and consolidate your debt. Look at what your blended household rate is. And take half the savings. Just take half of your savings and apply it to paying down the principal of your loan. Could you imagine what that'll do to you? How that'll help you? I share this all the time just so you have the information. But think about this. We've used the same exact numbers, but if you can take and pay an extra $400 a month on a $533,000 loan, 4.5% interest, you're going to cut 7 years off of your repayment. 7 years off the repayment. Now, to me, that for some people, that's going to make sense. Some people, it doesn't make sense because they've got better strategies. They're going to take that $400 a month and give it to Al Manfrey and let him deal with it and really save them, watch their money grow. Because the gentleman that's in the East that does this other radio broadcast, one of the things that he doesn't talk about is if you've got $200,000 sitting at home, it's absolutely doing you absolutely no good. If it's in equity does not grow at all. There's no return on investment in home equity. But there is return on investment. You put that money into a side account. And then if you wanted to write a check to pay off your mortgage at any given time, you've got the money sitting there that's already grown, so you had to pay less for it in the first place. It becomes difficult to try and retrain a thought process when you're just looking at the numbers. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve Engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
Thank you.